Somehow, at some point, I reach this stage in life when AARP sends me magazines in the mail. And I didn't order the magazines. It was just sort of like, congratulations, you're over 50, here's your AARP. Lately, I've gotten a lot of phone calls, and I know they're scam phone calls, but it makes me a little anxious. They keep asking me if I really am happy with my Medicare benefits. I'm like, not yet. It's coming. Not yet. And I suppose there is something rather about reaching a certain stage of life where you start thinking about certain things and reading and studying. I don't know if you've ever come across the phrase blue zones. I did not know that this was a thing until I started doing a bit of study on it. The various different health organizations around our world have identified certain blue zones around the planet. What makes a blue zone is it is a place where people regularly live into and beyond their 90s. What is it that defines a blue zone? And a lot of study that has come out about those blue zones have made it into popular culture in all sorts of interesting ways. The Mediterranean diet is one of those that I've seen, where they sort of looked at these people who live in places like southern France and Italy and said, okay, so how is it these people in France who eat basically nothing that does not have can have large quantities of butter? And I don't know if you know this, but basically French food is just a giant stick of butter with a few things added to it. How is it that these people consistently live into their 90s? Although, strangely enough, also people in certain sections of Japan also consistently live well into their 90s. And they eat lots of raw fish. So, you know, a lot of scientists out there spend a lot of time trying to figure out what makes a blue zone a blue zone. Is it the things they eat? Is it the genetics? Is it what? And there was this one fascinating takeaway from all of it that almost every culture from within the blue zones share. And that is, no matter where it is in the world, people who are elders are considered to have important responsibilities. People within the community who reach a certain age, far from being set aside, are lifted up, are held as members of the community with an important purpose. In most of those communities, that purpose is to convey certain important wisdoms, knowledges, skills, techniques, or abilities to generations that will come. In places like Italy, oftentimes the nonna, the grandma of the family, is by more or less all accounts in charge. She's the one that makes the decisions and chooses the paths and teaches the kids how to make pasta, but also advises people on all sorts of things, and of course continues to work and be very effective at what they're doing. And one of the things scientists sort of took a moment and paused and said, you know what? It seems to me that human beings live best when they have a purpose. Which should not come as any surprise. One of the things that I teach our confirmands as soon as we begin the books of the Old Testament is that pretty much all of the wisdom that you need to understand life can be found in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis is a fabulous, fabulous introduction to how to be a human being. What we know about the creation of human beings is God made Adam and Eve and he put them in a garden. Which, as a person who loves to go outside and get his hands dirty in the garden, sounds like a great beginning. And then he tells them to do what? To tend to the garden. Already sounds like my idea of paradise to begin with. Because every day when my wife and I get done with all of the chores and the things that we have to do, the things that we have to cook and the things that we have to clean and the things that we have to fix and the things that we always just look at each other and go, can we go out and play in the garden for a little bit? But the first thing God gives to humanity is purpose. Your purpose is to be in the garden and to tend the garden, and God wants humanity to tend to him when God speaks to them that they are to respond. The first thing God gives humanity is purpose. I was laughing when I said that this Sunday is sort of the Swiss Army knife of Sundays. We've got a little bit of everything going on. We've got Memorial Day. We've got Confirmation. We've got Pentecost. We've got all of these things simultaneously happening, and it might be easy to miss the very important thread that goes through all of them, but the very important thread that goes through all of them is purpose. To have a purpose greater than yourself. Because when we remember our men and women who have served in the United States military and given their lives either in service or after, we know that each and every one of them grasped hold of that service because they understood that they had a purpose greater than themselves, a purpose to defend not just the rights of a nation. Because if you think about the purpose of the United States military to defend the rights of a nation, that's kind of abstract. Those men and women who went to serve in our military to give of themselves, even to the point of giving their own lives, served for their loved ones, served for the communities they loved, for their family, for their friends, for each and every one of us sitting here in this church building. We have loved ones who gave wholly and completely of themselves, and when they were doing so, they were not necessarily giving it just for the abstract concept of a nation. They were giving it for the citizens whom they knew, loved, and desired more than anything else to safeguard. So on Memorial Day, we remember their gift, but we remember their purpose. And we remember that they grasped hold of a purpose larger than themselves in order that we might be sitting here as we are. And of course, when we think about our confirmants and catechism, what it means for our catechism students to be confirmed, it is that they have understood, and in this case it is Natalie, that there is a purpose greater for her life than that of just being an individual. Greater than just being a member of a generation, member of a community, member of a team, member of a country, but that we are a member of the kingdom of God. That we confirm our faith in the fact that God has a purpose for us far above and beyond our own purpose that we might set out for ourselves. But in remembering the day of Pentecost, we understand this purpose even greater, because we understand that this is not just our purpose, but that it is the very purpose of the Holy Spirit that dwells among us, whose job we share in. Because this is what the disciples discovered when they were speaking to that crowd of believers from all around the world. That God gave them this power that was beyond their own power, because it was the work of the Holy Spirit that they were doing to convey to the world that they live in the importance, the incredible importance of the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That sharing that message is a grand purpose. I must say that there are often, far too often, people in this world who do not understand the importance of having purpose. Not just for themselves, but for those around them that may feel that they don't have the purpose they want to have. All people need to feel connected to something greater than themselves, because that was what we were created for, to be a part of God's kingdom, to be a part of the Garden of Eden, to be a part of the work of creation, and to be a part of the work of speaking God's word. Every last one of us is given this incredible purpose. If we want to live our lives to its fullest, if we want to feel truly as we ought to feel to be alive, we want to enter into that spiritual blue zone, we have to embrace the notion that God has a ministry purpose for our life. And that if we embrace that purpose, then in that we will find a true sense of meaning, of life. Something that goes far beyond anything this world has. So I say to you all this Swiss Army Knife Sunday. This Memorial Day Sunday, this Confirmation Sunday, this Catechism Sunday. Understand that the Holy Spirit is within you, is within each and every believer. And that Holy Spirit's job is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ within your own heart to you, in order that you might in turn understand that your purpose, your grand purpose, your great purpose, your amazing purpose in this life is to convey the love of God to others. Amen.